This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. It takes grit to live in West Texas, but native fish are perhaps the most unlikely and impressive desert survivors. The Concho's pupfish is one of those creatures. For decades, its future has hung in the balance. Now, a new partnership aims to restore this small but mighty West Texas animal. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
If I was to ascribe the saying Texas tough to any group of fish, it would be the pupfish. They are absolutely Texas tough.
Yeah, they got a little Napoleon complex going.
Yes, they have some swagger.
That's Megan Bean, Native Fish Conservation Coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife, and Craig Pelkey of the San Antonio Zoo. They've brought their organizations together to preserve a rare and distinctive West Texas denizen. The Concho's pupfish is just 2 inches long, but it has an outsized personality. The fins of males are often a beautiful blue or orange, and robust specimens develop nuchal humps, large bumps on their foreheads that advertise their fitness for mating. Males defend territory aggressively. That makes for lives that are fierce and brief, only 2 or 3 years.
They live a fast, ornery life, and that takes its toll. It's lots of beauty, lots of behavior, and they just burn themselves out. They eat the snot out of each other.
As its name suggests, the fish was historically found in the Rio Conchos watershed in Mexico and on the Rio Grande, downstream of the Conchos confluence, at Presidio Ojinaga. The fish's favored habitat is tributaries, small streams off the main channels, and such habitats are deeply imperiled. Amidst drought and intensifying water use, once perennial streams have gone dry. A dozen years ago, Bean found the Concho's pupfish in one such stream, Alamito Creek in Presidio County.
And we haven't seen him since. Before my very own eyes, you know, I watched that species blink out of that watershed.
In Texas, the pupfish persists now only in the Devil's River. And that's where Bean, Pelkey, and their staff traveled in December to capture pupfish. The fish are well camouflaged and proved elusive in daylight, but the team discovered a nocturnal approach.
At night, we found that if you use those spotlights, they just pop. It's like, oh, the iridescence of their scales. It's very easy to pick them out. And so that was our strategy to go grab them.
Now, 100 pupfish have been relocated to the San Antonio Zoo. Pelkey's team has worked with other pupfish species from Mexico, which have disappeared entirely from the wild. They're bringing that expertise to bear to raise a Concho's pupfish population in captivity.
It seems like a perfect fit that we can use our experience with pupfish with a Texas species that actually has some really feasible potential goals of my favorite conservation, and that's sticking them back in the wild.
Bean is working with landowners to restore Rio Grande tributaries, including Alamito and Terlingua Creeks. In the future, pupfish from the zoo could be released into these streams as well as the Devil's River. But Bean says she won't rush the process.
You wait for the stars to align. Like, okay, you know, we're working with the San Antonio Zoo. The stars align for that. Let's get a population going. We're going to wait for a really good opportunity to get them out back in the wild.
Ultimately, the fate of the Concho's pupfish is bound to that of the desert's most precious resource, fresh and flowing water. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.